John Watson thinks women distract from statistics with which his head's packed.
Could you please advise Alan Hansen and Mark Lawrenson to change ends and start speaking out of their mouths?
Okay, controversial stuff there, but Alan, you think he's lost it?
Look, they're flapping around all over the place. Nobody's picking him up. The man's a liability to himself and the public. He's got to go back to the clinic.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I think Alan's been a bit unfair there. I mean, I'm some terrific young players around. I mean, take my old team West Ham. I mean, they got terrific young players, Frank Lampard, Joe Cole. I love football up here. You know, don't see it that often. Not here at Main Road anyhow. But, you know, if I can just get my highlights done here at Tony and Guy's, you know, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, well, there is that, but I haven't had my hair done there for ages, not since being on Top of the Pops 15 years ago. And what I'd say to the fans is, you know, come and support us at White Hart Lane, because we're going to play some great football next season.
OK. Mark, you know John as well as anyone, of course. What do you make of it?
Oh, Des, you know, I mean, I agree with Alan, you know. I mean, I think Mutty's totally lost it, I really do, but... You know, if you're talking ugly, I mean, there's only one man around, isn't there, really? And that's got to be Peter Beardsley.
Well, you know, people come up to me and say, you know, Peter Beardsley, you're an ugly duckling, cover up your face. But, you know, it's never worried me. You know, I'm a football pundit now on Radio 5. So luckily no one can see me, you know, because I frighten the kids off.
And welcome to Motti's Marvellous Matches. And joining me now is the man who's brought the beat back to the Mersey, Gerard Houllier.
Well, it's been a good season. In fact, it's been a bloody brilliant season. They are good players. They work hard for each other. They take baths together. And Robbie and Michael.
Well, it's been a really good season. Emil stuck the ball through for me and I run on and score a goal. People say I haven't got a left foot, but my right's pretty good. And it's yours truly, Clive Tilsley, and the big man himself, Rod Atkinson, who's sweating profusely. But you were too... if you're wearing that much jewellery.
But enough of this soccer chit-chat. It's time to switch over. Relax, sit back and enjoy the greatest music known to man.
Oh dear, ladies and gentlemen. Samatero's material is so offensive it would put my leopard skin suit to shame.
Man has always loved to garden. Woman too, for that matter. And our present popularity is only gardening's eternal popularity.
Welcome back. Actually, if you've got a skin problem or any problem you're worried about, why not give us a call this morning? Raz will be here to take your calls, so pick up the phone and give him a call, yeah.
Well, I've spoken to Bob Kiley about the buses and tubes because Londoners are totally fed up with what's going on, and I've told the Prime Minister the only way to finance a whole project is through a government bond scheme.